सहज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
शांति शांति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं, शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायनं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं, गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इन वर्स नंबर 67 शंकराचार्य जी से, अकृत्वा शत्रु संहारम विदाउट किलिंग योर एनिमीज, अगत्वा अखिल भूश्रियम एंड विदाउट रीगेनिंग योर किंगडम भूमि, योर ओन किंगडम इफ यू डोंट गेट इट बैक, राजा हमिति शब्दात एंड यू से आई एम राजा 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 राजा, you have not killed your enemies, you have not regained your kingdom and you are in jungle and saying I am raja raja. He said raja ham iti sabda na raja bhavatu, you don't become raja, you don't have palace, you don't have kingdom, you have not conquered your enemies. So we have already seen what are our enemies. Satripu, we have to conquer Satripu and regaining our own kingdom. What is our kingdom? We all inherit that kingdom, Atma. We all have that Atma, we all inherit that. Without regaining that, and if you say Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, is of no use. Aham Brahmasmi is of no use. What is to be done? Aptokitam khanam tathopari siddhyadu utkarsanam svikritam. Nichepa, nichepa means the treasure is there, but the treasure is hidden. So what we have to do? Apta ukti. Apta means a wise person will tell you the treasure is there. In case of Atma Gyan, the apta person is the Brahmavid. the guru, the acharya will tell you, here it is, you go this way, you will get it. Aap dokti khananam, you have to dig. You have to do the purusartha. Tato upari siddhyat utkarsanam sikritam, and you have to remove all the sila. Sila means stones, and adi. Adi means the soil and all this, whatever is this cover. You have to remove it. You have to do it. Then you get that treasure. And it says, nahi bahi sabdaistu nirgachati. Khali bahar se bolo, aja, 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 aja. The treasure will not come. Bahi sabdai. You are saying only Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. By saying Brahman, you don't become Brahman. Tadvid in the same way. Brahma vid upadesena. Brahma vid upadesena. Upadesa of Brahma vid. Not anybody other. Upades will help you. Who is Brahma vid? And the Mundaka Upanishad, the qualification is given. Srotri and Brahmanishta. Srotri means who have studied the scriptures. And Brahmanishta is abiding in that. And then two more qualifications are added. Number one, he must have studied in Guru Sishya Parampara. Number two, he is able to communicate. He is able to transfer the knowledge. That is Brahmavid. Brahmavid Upadesh. Then this is part one. Then you have to manan, you have to do reflection on that. Whatever is said by Guru or the Acharya or said in the scripture, whether it is correct or not, I may not be able to understand. Reflect on it. And then manan dhyanadi. Then you have to do dhyan. Magar log ulta karte hain. They give more importance to dhyan. They don't give any importance to the sravan, which is the first step. You advertise today, abhi yahan par meditation class hogi. 100 people will come here. But are you prepared for that or not? Have you done the sravan? Before sravan, are you qualified for the sravan or not? That also we see. Sravan, manan, dhyana, adi labhyate. You have to do all these things, then you will get it. Maya karya tirohitam sam amalam tattvam. When you remove the maya karya, the ignorance, then your atman is covered by that ignorance. Remove the ignorance, khatam. Atma tattva superimposed. Maya is superimposing the whole world. Maya karya tirohitam. You have to remove the maya karya. Unless you remove that, you are not going to get that Brahman. Maya karati rohitam. Swam amalam. It is with me. Amalam pure. Tattvam. That pure tattva is with me. Na duryukti bhi. You cannot get it by perverted arguments. Tasmat. Therefore, after giving all these arguments, he is saying, therefore, what is to be done? Sarva pratnena. Putting your all effort. You see, effort is the most important part. He is giving so many stress on the self-effort. Without self-effort, nothing will happen. We are doing the sravan, but it is not registering here. It goes from this side and comes out from this side. Khatam. After 7 days. But you all love it, you like it. It's a good thing to hear. But it's not registering. Tasma sarpratena bhava bindo vimukte. So we have to come out of this bhava bandha. We always are trying to become bhava, bhava, bhava. I want to become this, 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 this. This is bandhan. Come out of this bhava bandhan. Swa eva yatna kartabhya. Swa. It is not said acharya pratena. Not guru pratena. Swa. You have to do the pratena. Eva, alone. You have to put in the effort, kartabya, roga adi vipandita. Like you have got some disease, some sickness, you have to take the medicine. Nobody else can help you there. Then it says, now the coming to the question, yastu adya kritaha prasna Varyan Shastra Vitmataha. Whatever the prashna, the question you have said, all the questions are in verse number 49. Konam Bandha. Seven questions are there. Whatever question you have asked, Varyan, the best questions. Shastra Vitmataha. Shastra Vitmataha. Vit means the knower of the Shastra. According to their opinion, they are the very good question. Sutra Praya. They are very short. But Nigura Artha. But the deep meaning. Nigura Artha. Gyatabhyasya Mumuchabhi. And it should be known by all seekers. Known by all seekers. Once you know the answer of these questions, you are liberated. Gyatabhyasya. Srunu Abhitaha. Srunu. Listen. Now he has put an adjective to Srunu, Abhita, attentively, not tentatively. Thoda sun liya, phir do class band. Nahin, attentively, Srunu. Dekho, abhi tak kabhi, Shankaracharya, we always say, do Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Now he is putting adjective, slowly he is increasing the area. What type of Sravan should be that? Abhita, it should be attentively you should listen to. Vidwan, he says, you are Vidwan. He has not started giving answer, but he is telling to the student, you are Vidwan. Vidwan means Bhavishyat Vritti. Once you listen to this, you will become Vidwan. Teacher is sure. Success is guaranteed, 100%. Why 100%? It is already with you. Kaise nahi milega? Is already with you. Vidvan, maya samudiryate, I am telling you what I am going to speak. You listen attentively. Tad etat srunvat sadhya. Tad etat srunvat. By listening only. Sadhya. Sadhya means instantly. If you are right student with right qualification, then knowledge will happen instantly. Instantly. Bhava-bandhat vimocchase. Bhava-bandhat. We all have got this bhava-bandhan. We all have got this bhava-bandhan. Including Arjun was also under this bhava-bandhan. And we are all are suffering with the Arjun disease. You know that. What is that? Aham and mam is the disease. So that disease is still incurable, disease is still continuing. Bhava Bandha Vimochase. Gurudev writes, literal word meaning do not convey the right philosophical implication in Vedantic literature. We must understand that the word listening is used here in a sense much more ample and accommodate than its dictionary meaning. Then he says, the student already has, through a process of self-discipline, made his inner kingdom clean and peaceful. He is sadhan chatushtay sampanna. Medhabi vidwan uha poho vichakchanan. These all qualifications, if you have got, then the knowledge will happen instantly. Sadhya, no delay. Instantly it will happen. Now he is going to tell us the sadhana, the first question, how does one get liberated? In three verses, he gives us the answer.
Mokshasya hetu prathamo nigadhyate. Mokshasya hetu prathamo nigadhyate. Vairagyam atyantam anitya vastusu. Vairagyam atyantam anitya vastusu. Tatashamaschapi damasti tiksha. Tatashamaschapi चापि दमस्ति दीक्षा न्यास प्रसक्ताखिल कर्मणां ऋषम् न्यास प्रसक्ताखिल कर्मणां ऋषम् मोक्षस्य हेतु प्रथमो निगद्यते वैराग्यमत्यन्तमनीतवस्तुषु ततः समश्चापि दमस्ति दीक्षा न्यास प्रसक्ताखिल कर्मणां ऋषम्
मोक्षस्य हेतु प्रथमो निगद्यते.
मोक्षस्य कॉज ऑफ लिबरेशन प्रथम निगद्यते, फर्स्ट इज कंसीडर्ड. इफ यू वांट मोक्ष, व्हाट यू शुड हैव फर्स्ट? वैराग्य. वैराग्य, डिस्पैशन, वैराग्य. वैराग्य फ्रॉम व्हाट? अत्यंत वैराग्य. थोड़ा वैराग्य नहीं होगा, अत्यंत वैराग्य यू नीड. फ्रॉम व्हाट? From anitya vastu su, from anatma, not vairagya from atma. At this point of time, we have got a vairagya from atma. So he is saying, vairagya atyantam, from anitya vastu, complete vairagya. Example normally given by Mahatmas, we have seen earlier also. Like suppose you vomit. Do you have rag with that vomiting? What you have vomited? Hota kabhi attachment hota usse? Do you want to touch it? Have it? Vairagya. That much vairagya is needed from. And earlier when we are discussing this vairagya in verse number 21, it was said, tad vairagyam jihasaya darshan sarvanadi bhi dehadi brahma paryante anitye bhogavastuni. From brahma to deha, from sravan, manan, everything, whatever you are hearing, seeing in the world, not the atmajnan. Sab chhodna hai, give up. That is vairagya. And Gurudev has said in Sri Gyaneshwar commentary on the Gita, the Yogi Raj beautifully brings out, he gives three examples of Vairagya. Chalo koi batayega? How many have registered here? You all have listened. Three examples I gave you about the Vairagya. Will anybody run towards a dead, beautiful queen's rotten body to embrace? No. If you are thirsty, will you run to drink the pus of a leper's wound? No. You want a refreshing bath. Will you go into the tub of the molten iron and take a refreshing bath? No. That much of vairagya is needed. In Tattva Bodh we have studied, iha swarga bhogesu iccha rahitam. Iha swarga bhogesu. I don't want the bhog of here, because I know fully well the sense objects have what? No happiness. Iha swarga. In swarga also there is no sukh. Because chine punye martaloke bishanti. By doing meritorious work I can go to the swarga. But chine punye martaloke bishanti, I have to come back. This is dispassion. This dispassion has to be based on vivek. What is vivek? Nitya anatya vistu vivekaha. What is nitya? Only nitya can give you permanent sukh. Anitya will never give you permanent sukh. Karma is a finite. Finite can give only finite result. It can never give you infinite result. So that is Vairagya. Should be based on Vivek. We all know Vivek. But it is not happening. Vivek. Then Vairagya Matya Anitya Visu Tataha, thereafter Samha Charpi Dhamma Titicha. Sam Dham Titicha. Then Uparati Sraddha and Samadhan. That is required. Only that will not do. Earlier we have studied in Vivek Churamani only. Swalakshe Niyata Avastha. After that withdrawing that mind, sam, dham and all that. Don't stop there. Now that available mind should be Swalakshe. What is my goal? My goal is to realize my own Atman. So this mind now is to be applied and absorbed in Atman. Swalache Niyata Avastha. Niyata. Continuously your mind should be immersed in that. Nyasaha. Nyasa means sannyas. Give up. What? Prasakta akhil karmanam brisam. Brisam is completely. Give up all actions. Dekho. All action. All selfish action is to be given up. Why selfish action is to be given up? Because the selfish action will keep you in the anarth parampara. Anarthakari parampara. What is this anarthakari parampara? Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma. Selfish action immediately will leave an impression in your mind where two things can happen. That experience you may like it. There is a list of liking and there is a list of not liking. The things which you like, you will try to do it again and again, again and again. Anarthakari parampara will be next. And that is the cause of our janma. Vasana. From the vasana is avidya. From avidya comes the desire. Why desire comes? What is avidya? Look, 100 times I have said. What is avidya? Not knowing my own true nature is avidya. What is my true nature? I am Brahman, I am full, I am complete. But not knowing that I am complete, I am Ananda Swarup, I don't need anything from the world, but still I think I am not complete. I am incomplete. So to make myself complete, what I need? A desire comes. Desire for Anitya Vastu. We are accumulating Anitya Vastu. And we will never become complete even if you are given the whole earth. You will never become complete. Nyasa prasakta akhila karmanam. All the karma, all activities, no rituals, no social work. That you have already done. You have passed that stage. Pehle kar liya. I have purified my mind. After purification, after the knowledge, you can go back and do the social work and do whatever you want. But at the time of Brahma Jnan, you are qualified, you have purified your mind. Once the mind is purified, then the knowledge will happen. Otherwise not. Karma makes you rajoguni and we have to be sattvaguni. Sattvaguna has to become. So what is the summary? Sadhan Chatushtaya Sampanna. Students will be there. And no karma. No karma. And now sadhana is prescribed. What is that sadhana? First is your sravan, manan, and then dhyana. Patanjali says if you have got the not sufficient vairagya, if you have got the lower type of vairagya, you can reach up to savikalpa samadhi. Savikalpa samadhi with a thought. Vikalpa means thought. You can come up to the savikalpa, but you will not reach nirvikalpa samadhi. But if you are qualified and you follow it, you can reach the nirvikalpa samadhi. Nirvikalpa samadhi means there is no vikalpa. No vikalpa means no thought. Nirvikalpa samadhi. So cause of vairagya, what is the cause of vairagya? और जो वैराग्य
विवेक
विवेक And for the Viveks, what is the Hetu? What is the cause of Vivek? We all have studied all these things. Chitta Suddhi. How the Chitta Suddhi will happen? Ek step or piche. Karma Yoga. You have to do Karma Yoga. What is Karma Yoga?
Happiness of the Lord. Do everything with the happiness of the Lord.
For the happiness of the Lord. You are doing the same karma. No special karma is prescribed in our scriptures. Do whatever you are doing, but for the happiness of the Lord. That will take care of everything. Start doing for the happiness of the Lord. Your mind will start purifying. Vasana will get reduced. Then the vivek will happen. When the vivek happens, vairagya will come. Abhi to roj nitya nitya vivek hum log seekh rahe hain for last 3 years. But vairagya is not coming. Vairagya is not coming. And in Braj Govindam, we have seen satsangatve nisangatvam. Nisangatvam. Next verse.
Tata Shrutistan Mananam Satatva Dhyanam Chiram Nitya Nirantaram Munehe Dhyanam Chiram Nitya Nirantaram Munehe Tato Vikalpam Paramita Vidwan Tato Vikalpam Paramita Vidwan Ihaiva Nirvana Sukham Samrichati Ihaiva Nirvana Sukham Samrichati Tata Shrutistan Mananam Satatva Dhyanam Chiram Nitya Nirantaram Munehe Tato Vikalpam Paramita Vidwan Ihaiva Nirvana Sukham Samrichati
So Shravan is the dwar, is the door. Starting point is the Shravan. Shravan is the dwar. For the Nitya and Anitya Vastu Vivek, you have to do the Shravan. Gavrana, I am going to tell you something. Why householder don't get this knowledge? We all are listening for last 2-3 years. Why is it not happening? Householders. Akhila karma, you are not living in the karma. Akhil karma nyasa. We are listening to 45 minutes and after that we go into the sansara again. Again the selfish action and all that happens. There is no nyasa, sannyasa, giving up of the actions. That is why there is a difference between whatever you are listening, the same thing is taught to the brahmacharis. But they have given up everything. They are kept in the closed area. They are not allowed to go outside. 24 hours they have to listen Vedanta only. Then it abides. Many people say, you must all must be listening for 20 years, if not more. Why it is not happening? Kyun nahi ho raha hai? We are telling you, every sant, every mahatma is telling you, you are Brahma. Not happening. Because the householder has to go to the world again and again. He does again selfish work. His mind again becomes rajasic. The mind has to be in the sattvic state. Then it will happen. Tataha, thereafter, after sam, dam, titicha and renunciation of all selfish action. Ek bhi step baat nahi hai isme. You have to give up all selfish action. Shruti. Shruti here means shravan. Shruti means ved also. Shruti means listening also. Tata shruti. Tata manam. Tan manam. Shruti. After shruti. Tan manam. Mananam. You have to reflect on that. You have to reflect on that. आप लोग करते नहीं हो इसको आई हैव टू रिवाइज फॉर Mananam, then satatva dhyanam. देखो हमारे महात्मा लोग कहते हैं मेनी टाइम्स आई हैव सेड जब तक यहां बीच में रजिस्टर नहीं होगा काम नहीं होगा. बोथ आर ऑन द सेम लेवल. इधर से उधर चला जाता है. इट वॉन्ट हैपन. यू हैव टू लिसन. बाय श्रवण ओनली द इग्नोरेंस विल बी रिमूव. ओनली बाय श्रवण. Only by Shravan. Suppose I don't know this is mic. If somebody tells me, immediately knowledge happens ki nahi? Hua ki nahi immediately knowledge? Or if you go to the rose garden, you don't know rose. Kisi ne bol diya, this is rose. This is called rose. Your agyan, your ignorance of rose, immediately gone. Instantly. Similarly, by Shravan, ignorance of Atman will go away. It will happen. Next is Mananam. Mananam. In Manan, you are required to have Uha Poha Vichachana. You have to counter argue yourself. You are speaking, you are listening. Aisa nahi aisa, aisa nahi aisa hai. You reflect and come to a decision. Mananam. Medabhi vidvan vahapo vichachana. Shravan is one way traffic, manan is two way. Shravan is one way. Manan, because you are vahapo vichachanan, you have to think both sides. You will give counter argument. Nahi aisa nahi aisa hai, aisa nahi aisa hai. But you come to a decision. Mananam. After mananam, satat dhyanam. It is a meditation on truth. So, shravan, manan and dhyan. So, dhyan on what? Not on anatma. We always do dhyan on anatma. Dhyan on truth. Dhyan. So, shravan will remove ignorance, agyan. Agyan of atma. Manan will remove the doubt. Any sansay, there will not be any doubt about that. Manan is required for that. And nididhyasan, dhyan is required for viparit bhavana. After shravan and manan, one bhavana still remains that I am this body. I am this body. But that is not your real nature. This is viparit bhavana. Your real nature is you are Brahman. But even after manan, this bhavana will stay. I am this body. Jivoham. Dehoham. This will be removed when you go into the nididhyasana. In dhyan. But that dhyan should be after shravan and manan. After shravan and manan, then you go into the dhyan. Next comes, dhyan should be dhyanam chiram Nitya Nirantaram Mune. Mune, they do this way. Chiram. Chiram is for a long time. For a long time they do. They do the practice. Then Nityam, every day. So you have to make a routine. Every day in Brahma Muhurat I will get up, do all the preliminary things to be done. Then I will sit. I will do the puja and sit in the dhyan. That should be in Brahma Muhurat. What is the Brahma Muhurat? Time? 25 minutes before sunrise. So every day Brahma Muhurat is changing as the sunrise changes. So in Brahma Muhurat you have supposed to do. हमने कभी सनराइज ही नहीं देखा है आप बोल दैट साधना इज रिक्वायर्ड नित्यम एवरी डे यू शुड डू देन निरंतरम इट देयर शुड बी कंटिन्यूटी ये नहीं कि 10 दिन किया उसके बाद में नो आई एम ऑन हॉलीडे खत्म हो गया बंद नो सो चिरम फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम नित्यम एवरी डे कंटिन्यूटी शुड बी देयर And Nirantaram, there should not be any gap. Continuous jana chahiye. Then what will happen? Then the seeker gets the final result. Nirvan Sukham. Here alone. I am not saying. Shankaracharya is saying. Here alone. You will walk on this earth as a Jivan Mukta, as a liberated person. Nirvan Sukha. You will get that. So spiritual practices can be divided into two parts. Antaranga sadhana and bahiranga sadhana. What is this antaranga sadhana, bahiranga sadhana? Bahiranga sadhana is your rituals, puja, social work, tirtha. These are all bahiranga. These are needed. Bahiranga sadhana. That is why I force you many times to come to the puja, sponsor the puja, witness the puja, become yajman. Because I am seeing your interest. Your mind is to be purified. Unless the mind purified, this nothing will happen. Then after this, Viveka Bhairagya, these are also Bhairanga Sadhana. These are also Bhairanga. But they are subtler than puja and all those social work. They are subtler. Then comes the antarang sadhana. What is this antarang sadhana? Antarang sadhana is sravan manan and nididhyasan. This is called antarang sadhana. Because it will take you to the inner self. This sadhana, antarang sadhana, will take you to the inner self. But the antar sadhana should be preceded by bahiranga sadhana. Bahiranga sadhana, you have to do all those things. Karma yoga you have to do, seva you have to do, puja you have to do, japa you have to do. Then comes the vivek vairagya. Unless your mind is purified, never a jigyasa, an inquiry will come into your mind that who am I? It will never come. Then after that, in Sabikalp Samadhi in Dhyan, what you do, you start chanting people. You are now prepared. You have come up to that stage, Sravan Manan. You have come up to that stage. After that, you start Dhyan. Dhyan with a thought. We call it Sabikalp Samadhi. Bikalp is a thought. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, or Tattvamasi, 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 Tattvamasi. This is Sabikalp Samadhi. There is no other thought. This thought, Sabikalpa Samadhi, will take you to the Nirvikalpa Samadhi. This thought will one day, it will drop. Once it drops, then you have reached that state. Vikalpa means thought. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to. So once that thought also drops, you have reached that state. So it is the last one, the Aham Brahmasmi is called the Brahmakar Vritti is called the Satchat Karan. Is the direct means. So sadhana suggested by Shankaracharya, bahiranga sadhana, antarang sadhana, then you think about the Brahman. You, when you reach there, you come to know your identity with the Brahman. Then you come to know you are Brahman. Because you have already negated all your thoughts, all gross things, world, your body, your mind, everything is negated. Then what remains? Ajay, can you negate Brahman or Atman? You can't. Whatever remains is that Brahman. Raman Maharshi also always used to say, ask yourself, who am I? Always. Anybody visiting Raman Maharshi, I have got this sorrow, who is suffering? Ask yourself, who are you? Because Brahman or Atman never suffers. So Raman Maharshi straightway used to ask, who are you? So Muni does in this way, Nirvikalp, and he reaches Nirvikalp Samadhi. We also reach the Nirvikalp Samadhi every day in the deep sleep. Sona hai, the thought of sleep is there. Now I want to go to sleep. You prepare, all arrangements are made, and after that you are sucked into the sleep. Similarly, you have to make the preparation of the mind by Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasana. Nirvikalp Samadhi is our part. You will be sucked into the Nirvikalp Samadhi, that is the part of the Lord. It's the grace of the Lord, you will be sucked into that. It will happen. Param Etya Bhavan. Param Etya, you reach that Param Etya. Param Etya Vidvan. Yaiva Nirvan Sukham. He will get the Nirvan Sukham. There is no more sorrow there. Nirvan. This word Nirvan, Parinirvan, Mahanirvan, was used by Gautam Buddha. Nirvan. But before Buddha, Upanishad was there. Word Nirvan was there in Upanishad. So what does that mean? So it means that there is no bondage of sansar. That is extinguished. Khatam ho gaya, sansar dukh nahi hai. No more sorrow of sansar. Now comes the 71.
Yad bodhavyam tavedanim Atmanatma vivechanam Taduchyate maya samyak Shrutvatmanyavadharaya Yadbodhavyam tavedanim Atmanatmavivechanam Taduchyate maya samyak Shrutvatmanyavadharayan
Yadbodhyam. Now, Yadbodhyam, what you should know, Tad eva idanim. Idanim, I am going to tell you, Atma Anatma Vivechanam. Now he is coming to what one should do is the Atma Anatma Vivechanam. There are only two things in the world, Atma and Anatma. Atma Anatma Vivechanam. Tad Uchyate, I am going to tell you, Uchyate Maya Samyak. Samyak means, I will describe it completely, fully, so that you can grasp it. Shrutva Atmani Avadharya. Shrutva, you listen, Atmani in your mind, Avadharya. Hold it. What am I going to tell? Please keep it in your mind. Atma Anatma Vivechanam. Kitni achhi tarah se Shankaracharya is describing, and I am going to step by step I will take you. You keep it in your mind, hold it. Idhar se udhar nahi nikalne do. Shrutva yad bodhavyam, you should know this thing. तब इदानिम आत्मनात्म विचनम, आत्मा एंड अनात्मा इन अवर बीएमआई चार्ट विच इज आत्मन एंड रेस्ट ऑफ द थिंग
एवरीथिंग
एल्स एंड रेस्ट ऑफ द थिंग इज अनात्मा. सो इन दिस वर्ल्ड देयर आर ओनली टू थिंग्स, अनात्मा एंड आत्मा. वी ऑल नो अनात्मा बट वी डोंट नो आत्मा, एंड आत्मा इज ऑल्सो अवेलेबल. द नेचर ऑफ द टू थिंग्स आर डिफरेंट. All anatma vastu is permanent.
No.
All anatma vastu is temporary, perishable. It can never give you sukh. But we think sukh is there in anatma vastu. Sukh is there in the body. Sukh is there in the OET, object, emotions and thought. And we all know the source of all sukh is anatma. Atma is the source of all sukh. Atma is the source of all sukh. So we have to know that atma. So atma is eternal, permanent. So therefore, once I get that, so I also become permanent. Now I am identified with anatma. The nature of anatma is changing and perishable. We also think we are also changing and perishable, and we superimpose the dharma, the qualities of anatma on atma. So atma is also changing and perishable. That is our understanding now. If I come to know the nature of atma, we don't even know the nature of anatma also. It is changing and perishable. We are trying to fix it and make it more permanent. Mera sharir bana rahe. All my relations should always remain intact. Aisa hi rahe. Should not change. It will never happen. Atma anatma vivechanam we have to do. Tad ucchate maya samyak sutva. Atmani avadharya. In atma, in your mind, avadharya. Hold it. What I am going to tell, hold it. Batao bhai Shankaracharya ji, kya bolte ho? He will take up the gross body first. The grossest thing which we know, we always try to beautify it, take care most. Iska sabse jyada khyal rakhte hain hum log. But we don't take care of our mind, the subtle thing, which is more permanent, which is to be purified for knowing the knowledge. Uske liye kuch nahi karte hain, nahi. For body, we do lot of things. Now Shankaracharya ji said, what is this body? Dekh lo kya hai.
Majjasthi meda palarakta charma. Majjasthi meda palarakta charma. Twagafa vairdhatu bhire bhiranvitam. Twagafa vairdhatu bhire bhiranvitam. Padoru vaksho bhujaprishtha mastakaihi. Padoru vaksho bhujaprishtha mastakaihi. Angair upangair upayuktametat. Majjasthi meda palarakta charma. Twagah vairdhatu bhire bhiranvitam. Padoru vaksho bhujaprishtha mastakaihi. Angair upangair upayuktametat.
Shankaracharya ji said, etat, this which you are seeing, this etat is made of dhatu bhi ebhi anvitam. Dhatu, made of dhatu here doesn't mean the metal here. Dhatu comes from the root dha. Dha means hold. This seventh thing holds this body. What are these seven things? Majja, marrow. One thing you find is the marrow. Majja, asti. Asti means born. Made. Made means fat. कहाँ से आता है fat? Pizza, gulab jamun, fat. Pala. Pala means flesh. Pala means flesh. Rakta, blood. Charma, dermis, inner skin. And tog, outer. Seven. Saptadhatu. So this is made of saptadhatu. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say the person, one person came to Thakur. He said, I love my wife very much. Then he said, the body of your wife constitutes of these seven things. So what I am going to do? I am going to serve you each one in plate. Which one you like? Blood, bone. He said, this is made of these seven things. The contents are only this. Chag, tag and charm. So one who is a specialist of skin is called dermatologist. One student was studying in medical school. So Tamana, what do you want to become? A dermatologist. Well, why? Well, there is no emergencies. No emergency. Raat bhar nahi jagna hai. Nobody dies because of the skin disease and all that.
Dawa bhi ek hi hai.
No. Advice by dermatologist kya hai? If your skin is wet, he will say keep it dry. If your skin is dry, simple. And they start with the scratch. Thoda scratch hua, skin disease start. Anyway, so these are called dhatu. Dhatu here means not the metal. Dhatu means these seven things. Dhatu bhi anvitam. What are the parts of this body? Well, some parts he has said. Dekho, pad, uru, thighs, leg, uru means thigh, vaksha, chest, bridge, arm, prisht, back, mastakai, and the head. In head there are many parts. Eyes, ear, nose, everything is there. And the hairs also. In the hairs also there are different types. Parted, this is Guruji's. Parted, unparted, departed. This only Guruji can tell all this thing. Departed here. Or you have got the white and grey. The bolo kya hai? This is salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. Angai upangai. These are anga and upanga. Like they have said only arm. Then we say upper arm, forearm, fingers, nail, this, that. They are upangai. Are there. In the medical science also, it's always continuously changing. Continuously changing. Kabhi RBC kam ho jata hai. Go to Premal ji. Badao, RBC badao. Sometimes your sugar goes up. Bolo, isko kamti karo, insulin lo. So sometimes they increase, reduce, aglam, baglam. Karte rehte hai, barabar. And one thing you will notice, when you go to any mall, I go to only one mall, Hawthorne Mall. Most of the shops are catering for this crossbody. At least 60-70% are all cloth shops, all there. Bacche ka hai, ladies ka hai, gents ka hai. And the restaurant, too. Only two essential things are there. Aur kuch nahi hai. There is a massage wala also for the crossbody. Everything for the crossbody. So this body is vehicle and it should be kept fit, no doubt about that, for our sadhana. But we give undue importance to it. food is required, no doubt about that. Food is required to keep this body intact. So next verse says, how Jeeva gets attached to this body and binds himself. That we'll take up in our...
There's a typo. It seems to be there's a typo. Instead of things, it should be ties.
Oh, it is. Where?
It says legs, things.
That was a reprinting mistake.
So it's a typo.
Like things, huh? Thigh.
Legs, things.
Uru means thigh. Uru means thigh.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya
Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Part it.